It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Few classical recordings have as much of a cult following as Glenn Gould's. Gould, whose first major label recording was a 1955 account of the Goldbergs by Johann Sebastian Bach, also recorded them more than 25 years later in 1981. And then, just after the release of the second Bach recording, Glenn Gould died at the age of 50. Now the score he used while making that record has resurfaced, offering clues about the creative process of one of the most original pianists of the 20th century. The heavily marked score, which will be offered at auction at Bonhams in New York City, shows the obsessive attention to detail Gould was famous for. "I would call this the equivalent of a shooting script of a movie," said critic Tim Page, professor of music and journalism at the University of Southern California and editor of the Glenn Gould Reader. "He keeps track of which takes he likes and how long they are," he said. Gould's notes, mostly done in black felt-tip pen, are not always legible. They mostly appear to be notes he made to himself as he edited takes of the recording. Page said that he had asked Bonhams to make a high-quality copy of the newly rediscovered score to offer to the National Arts Center in Ottawa. There, he said, it'll be available to scholars and anybody else who wants to see it. Richard Antoine White slept in abandoned buildings as an impoverished kid with an alcoholic mother in Baltimore. Now he's teaching, playing tuba in the New Mexico Philharmonic, and having his story filmed. "The American dream is still alive and well," White says. "I feel honored and humbled that they wanted to do a film about me," says the 45-year-old tuba player. White's success and pursuit of the American dream has been filmed in a documentary called R.A.W., those are his initials, made by the Baltimore filmmakers Darren Durlock and David Larson. Filmmakers shadowed White in Albuquerque, where he's principal tuba in the New Mexico Philharmonic and associate professor of tuba at the University of New Mexico. White also finds time to give motivational talks to young people struggling with studies or the pressures of the music world. "I believe there are hundreds of Richard Whites in Baltimore," he said, "but people just don't care. If more people did, you'd see an amazing metamorphosis." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening every week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. This is member-supported KBOC, KBAQ, Phoenix, and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web as kbach.org.